Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Protecting Against Investment Scams on the Internet. In this session, we are going to review some ways to protect yourself from investment scams on the Internet. The internet has become the communication channel of choice for many investors. It is a convenient way to communicate with investment providers and to learn about new opportunities. The internet has also become a popular place for thieves and scam artists to find victims. These people are clever, and some of their creative ideas can appear legitimate. Emails promoting investment ideas can be sent to millions of people very cheaply instead of calling over the phone or using regular mail. Fraudsters can lure investors by building websites that look very similar to legitimate ones. Investment newsletters claiming to provide honest and unbiased advice have become popular as illegal vehicles for some promoters to hype specific stocks. Online bulletin boards may have messages from those trying to promote a stock with inside or secret information about a company's results or new products. It is always important to get the facts before making an investment. The internet can make it difficult to distinguish between facts and what someone wants you to believe are facts. Never make an investment only based on what you may have read in an online newsletter or from an online bulletin board posting. Be very wary of small or very thinly traded stocks you read about on the internet. Beware of companies that do not file regular reports with the Securities and Exchange Commission. You can access the SEC's database of reports at their website. Be wary of offshore investment ideas, especially if they involve some form of tax avoidance. Do not be lured by promises of high returns with very little or no risk, or that promise fast returns. Be wary of alternative investments like commodities, real estate, coins, artwork, or gemstones. And if you see words like guarantee, high return, limited offer, or safe as a CD, be very careful. Here are some common types of internet investment scams. The Securities and Exchange Commission reports that most internet scams follow the same formats that have been around for years. Here are some of the common scams that are described on the SEC's website. First, there is the pump-and-dump scam. It's common to see messages posted online that urge readers to buy a stock quickly or tell you to sell before the price goes down. Often, the writers will claim to have inside information about an impending development or to use an infallible combination of economic and stock market data to pick stocks. In reality, they may be insiders or paid promoters who stand to gain by selling their shares after the stock price is pumped up by gullible investors. Once these fraudsters sell their shares and stop hyping the stock, the price typically falls and investors lose their money. Fraudsters often use this ploy with small, thinly traded companies because it's easier to manipulate a stock when there's little or no information available about the company. There is also the pyramid scam. Be wary of messages that read, "How to make big money from your home computer." One online promoter claimed that investors could turn $5 into $60,000 in just 3 to 6 weeks. In reality, this program was nothing more than an electronic version of the classic pyramid scheme, in which participants try to make money solely by recruiting new participants into the program. There is the risk-free fraud. Exciting, low-risk investment opportunities to participate in exotic-sounding investments such as wireless cable projects, prime bank securities, and even eel farms have been offered over the internet. But no investment is risk-free. And sometimes, the investment products touted do not even exist. They're merely scams. Be wary of opportunities that promise spectacular profits or guaranteed returns. If the deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And then there are offshore frauds. At one time, offshore schemes targeting U.S. investors cost a great deal of money, and were difficult to carry out. Before the internet, conflicting time zones, differing currencies, and the high costs of international telephone calls and overnight mailings made it difficult for fraudsters to prey on U.S. residents. But the internet has removed those obstacles. Use extra caution when considering any investment opportunity that comes from another country. It's difficult for U.S. law enforcement agencies to investigate and prosecute foreign frauds. You should be smart when it comes to investing over the internet. Skepticism and common sense should play large roles in evaluating investment ideas found on the internet. Here are two questions to always ask. Does this sound too good to be true? And what makes me so lucky to get this offer? Answering these questions will help keep you from being taken advantage of. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.